I'm Nick Harcourt, and a couple of nights ago at the Village Studios in West LA, we recorded a VIP session with Los Angeles band Chicano Batman in front of KCSN contributing members. We're going to play you some music, a couple of songs to start the set with, and then we'll come back and have a conversation and interview with the guys. It's Chicano Batman recorded live at 88.5 KCSN.
Thinking that all is said in confidence, but then you realize your heart is getting heavy. This cold is breaking my bones. This boat is incredibly insane. Born a you belong for the ride, thinking that all is said in confidence. Yeah, you realize. Now I'm swimming in the sea.
Street on the street, yeah, yeah.
ocean is all around us. And life will flow on as long as there are ripples in the waves and sun rays from the sun.
Nick Harcourt at 88.5 KCSN, and a couple of songs recorded live from their album Freedom is Free, LA's Chicano Batman. We have a few more songs we'll get to in a moment's time, but before we do that, a little bit of our conversation recorded in front of KCSN contributing members of the Village Studios in West LA a couple of nights ago. And I started off by asking band leader Bardo Martinez about the beginnings of the group.
It all started way back, you know, just I met Eduardo at a house party, and we just had a lot of amazing ideas. I was going to UCLA at the time. I'm 23 years old, and you know, I'm not really being captivated by much except this crazy film class that I'm taking about, you know, watching films from all over the world, from Latin America to Russia to the Philippines from the 60s and 70s. So suddenly I get captivated by like Tropicália, Brazilian music, and you know, I've always been into oldies. So just kind of trying to represent myself through music, if that makes any sense, instead of, you know, trying to represent myself as a writer or a scholar. It's like, well, I could do all of that and more through music. And so it's like, well, Eduardo was, you know, he was always playing music at parties. And so I was like, hey, man, what do you think about this? I told him, you know, just a few of the ideas that I had, like playing music like Los Angeles Negros or Pasteles Verdes, kind of like stuff from our parents' record collection. And he was like, yeah, I'm super down. I also love like Chicoche and, you know, Rigo Tobar and Mexican cumbia. It's like, well, yeah, well, I grew up with that too. You know, falling asleep in the back of, you know, backyard parties, little kid, just like, let's go, mom. So yeah, that's how we kind of like started the dialogue about what this project was going to be. And I also was like, well, I met this cat, Gabriel, at a VBC show, Very Be Careful show. And we just, me and him connected through like just Colombian music and playing percussion. And he also told me that he studied music in France for like 5 years. He knew every rhythm there is. So I was like, well, let's do it.
I think we have a drummer, yeah.
I think we got a drummer, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Once you got together and you started rehearsing, how quickly did the music come together for you guys? And how quickly did you start playing out from the rehearsal studio?
It took a while, huh? The first beat, the first song? Trying to figure out what the first song, what it was going to sound like. What was the bass line, Eduardo?
It went like this for about 7 hours.
Yeah. I was like, man, we got to get this feel, bro. It's got to be like, you got to put the kick right on that bass. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, hey, Bardo, I'm a guitar player, kick, man. Bro. This is really boring for me.
You know?
It's like, I'm hungry. You don't have food. There's no words.
just trying to get that feel right, you know, just that
hip hop. For about a month.
You know?
Yeah. We better put some words so we can go make some do some gigs and pay the bills. You know, recording the first time and then recording second time, playing around town. And when I met you, it seemed like, you know, you were sort of poised. It seemed like you were ready to break out of LA. And with this album that you put out this year, you've been on tour pretty much relentlessly since I saw you. How's that been, taking Chicano Batman out of Los Angeles and seeing the rest of America?
You know, I got to say that Carlos was instrumental to that whole process. You know, we before this album, we hopped on board with Jack White, with the Alabama Shakes, and you know, our partner Carlos here was instrumental in that. So I would like for him break it down, bro.
Hello, everyone. I'm Carlos. Yeah, we pretty much hit the ground running in 2015. We got the offer from Jack White to go tour with him on his last tour before he took his hiatus, which he's having right now. And that was an amazing experience. From there, we got Coachella about a month later, and then we played with Alabama Shakes, and we finished the year off with Gogo Bordello. So that was a great year in the sense that we got to open for some really amazing groups that we really admired. This year, yeah, we've been touring all across the country, hitting up markets we've never been before, the Midwest, the South, and just building a grassroots fan base off the strength of this new record, Freedom is Free, which is out on ATL Records.
Did you guys have fun at Newport Folk Festival? I had fun.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
and fantastically as well, you've found radio support, which has, you know, that's hard to come by for any band. How important, and I'm not just talking about KCSN or any other station in LA, but
sure,
going across the country and receiving that support and being invited to do radio shows and being invited on the air, how important is that to a band like yourselves?
It's big. It's big because we'll go to a place like St. Paul, Minnesota on Tuesday and it's sold out, you know, and we hadn't been there before. Or St. Louis or Lawrence or all these other cities, and we have no idea how people have heard about us. And you know, as soon as we play our single, then, you know, then we're, oh, that was a radio. That
it was on the radio, yeah.
But I mean, it's humbling. We're on the road and we have to hit these radio gigs like 8 a.m., 9 a.m., you know, 10 a.m. Sometimes they're like, oh, what time is your gig at? Load in 5. Okay, so we can do you at 3, right? So it's like, you know, we have to work twice as hard to get that in. And sometimes they film them. So,
well, that's why we decided to do this one at night, you know, and we got some nice lights, yeah, you know.
Got to eat.
The makeup artist was here earlier on. Don't they look fantastic? I'm just joking. So it's a bit of a different way of doing it, obviously. But listen, I want to thank you, first of all, for playing for us, because I know we were trying to get this done for a long time, and you guys have just been so busy. Squeezing it in was quite something. So thanks to you and Colin and all the folks behind you as well for making it happen. Thanks to you guys for coming out. I'm going to get out of the way, and we're going to enjoy the sounds of Chicano Batman.
And last thing, it is a blessing to be here with Nick Harcourt, because growing up, we listened to him on the radio. New bands that, you know, that would come up, we'd hear them first. And so this is kind of like full circle. So it's special, especially coming out of LA. So thanks, Nick.
Love this game I'm swimming. As high. And every time you step outside the gate, you get irate. You're mad because you, for your passerby, passerby, passerby. As high. And now it's time for you to find a path. Just do the math. You're mad because you, for your past, you're fine. Pass your I'm
P.O.D. Everybody put your hands up like this. Come on now. Sometimes life just passes you by. But you gotta get back into it, you know? Cause it's gonna pass you by. You gotta catch up. You gotta catch up.
Pass you by.
You're my angel, shine.